Let's take a look at how you can access the course reading materials. I'm using the Zotero reference management software for my work, and I also use that to distribute materials for you. The reason for this choice is convenience. I give you lots of materials, so basically everything that I cite in any of the model answers, in any of the videos, as long as I have the rights to share it, it is going to be listed in this library here. So you will get lots of readings, and I also have readings that I use on other courses. I have readings there that I have used on the previous versions of the course. So this is basically a big library from which you can find all the materials. At the time of recording, the library is about 300 and between 300 and 400 items. It's a lot of stuff. Sometimes I find an interesting article about some technique or some research design that I decided I want to share to my students or that I want to use in the next run of the course, I will add it to the library as well. You can access this library in two different ways. You can use the website, zotero.org, you create your user account, you send the user name to me, I'll invite you to the library, then you accept the invitation that you get by email, and after that, you can access the library by the groups tag. There's a statistical research methods library. Another way of using this is to install the Zotero software on your computer. So this is what the software looks like. So it's a database of articles. It's a reference management software like EndNote, but it's free. And it's a really good one too. And how do you get these articles to appear on your computer? You need to set up synchronization for Zotero. So basically, you open the settings, this kind of dialog opens, you find the sync tab here, and then you enter username and password here, and then you press on this synchronization arrow here, and then it downloads all the materials on your computer. I have screencasts on how to use this software when you write, but you don't need to. If you like using EndNote or some other software for your written assignments, you can do so, but we use this for distributing materials because that's just so convenient.